Hello, we're on the air. And thank you, Seth. First show of 2012. It's January the 3rd. Hey, Michael.
Hey, Cassie.
How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic.
How many days you been here now?
Oh, boy. Since the 20th.
Yeah.
That adds up to 25 days.
Yeah.
So far.
You got how many more days to go? What have we done?
Seven.
What have we been doing?
I don't know. We've been just meditating.
Yeah, I got some heavy duty information today, didn't I?
Yeah, meditating and praying and practicing and resting.
We're all, you and I are on the same page with the blank canvas of wanting to help others get to where we are.
Absolutely.
You know, I want to correct some misinterpretations that some people prior to me have been broadcasting out there of what my bridge is saying, and that is that the knowing is God Almighty, the Creator. That is the knowing. No, I am not the knowing. No human being is the knowing, because how can a human being know? Right? How can we only know what God provides for us? But then again, that person had to put out there they weren't a Christian as well. So to each his own. But this is a mimic that has been going on for a long time, and I demand respect. Total respect. Period! What does period mean, Michael? It's the new period, isn't it?
It means end?
Yeah, or the beginning. It's a new period.
Yeah.
Period! Right? So you learned that my bite is not very big, didn't you?
That's just true. This is true. Yeah. It's just scary.
Yeah. Period.
You gotta know.
You gotta know what I mean. Burn.
Boundaries.
Hey, how do you like that dresser when it's dark? Can you see the dresser after dark in the bedroom? You have to have that light on, don't you?
Yeah.
Makes a formation of all the things that are there, and for you to be able to see the exact glow of its artistic flair that's back there.
Yeah. If I had to, I could do it with my eyes closed. But
could you?
I'd rather have the light on.
But if you went into somebody else's dresser after dark?
I'd follow the walls.
Okay. And you'd have to follow the walls in order to be able to understand what was on and where to go, right?
No.
So we always have to have that bright light's path leading us.
That's right.
I think I found it.
That's right.
I do know I found it. I believe, know, have faith that I have found. Because my first name was Bright Light's Path. And then Daddy named me when we saw the angel with High in the Sky on it was April the 24th, 2004. And he was, it was right when he spit that first blood before he died, a year later. He said, you're it's Bright Light's Pathfinders. But I'm going, now I have found it. And I can honestly say, as you as my witness, I have found the whole way that we could all be a oneness in this universe. And it takes a little bit of particles of all things in order to make this unity, which is evenly yoked, which is cracking open the egg of each individual, which is what? The
love.
Chicken or the... Exactly. And respect. You got to have respect of yourself before you can love, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And whenever you repeat something that you read or heard somewhere, you should give credit to the author.
Well, did you hear that show before me about being the knowing? The lady was telling the host that she was the knowing, and then she was the bridge, and this and that. You know, and here my show comes after that. She used to be in 2009 below me. You know, after my show, and would repeat everything I said. I don't know what the motives are. But I am changed. I am putting it out there to keep myself clean. I'm not going to pussyfoot around and hide under the covers. I'm going to expose it, because we're going to expose the darkness.
Yes.
After it, so you can see your dresser after dark and have a bright light.
Well, they're lacking material and you're teaching them.
Well, no, it was like a... And you were in there, but anyway, just listen to that archive.
I know.
Anyway, but I'm going to read my journal entries today, okay? It's called The Knowing Tree, but The Knowing Tree keeps continuing on and on and on. But what we were talking about, you know how I always love to make that art and you can't understand how to do it because mm-hmm. it takes so many, like 7 steps.
Yeah.
And I've tried to show you, but you got to find your own.
Yeah.
You know, if we think of each of ourselves as a blank canvas, what was I studying a couple hours ago? I just happened to pull off the shelf. What was that?
Artwork dynamics.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, very complicated. I didn't know art was that complicated.
Art is extremely complicated. It took me years and years and years of studying.
Yeah, it was amazing.
And then going privately studying in order to gain the aspects and then finding my unique technique that no one taught me, you know, which I allow my spirit to do.
Yeah, that's fascinating.
Yeah, and you need to speak up a little bit, baby.
I'm good.
Okay, well, what I want to say is, here's what I wrote. The movement. You know how I started the new movement? I named it the new movement, what, a year and a half ago?
Uh-huh.
And the movement is ever flowing. I believe we did a blog talk the other day on this about how everything has to freely flow freely and respect the tree, respects the birds, gives it the birds a home, gives all the animals a home. The dirt is the foundation. Everything that God created out there is a creation, and it's ever free flowing, right?
Absolutely.
It's just free flowing because it's, you know, what do we have? Most beautiful sunsets and sunrises here, don't we?
Gorgeous, gorgeous.
It looks like a painting, doesn't it?
Yeah, gorgeous.
If you think of it, I call that the moment of the day. My whole family knows I have always called it the moment of the day because it looks like another universe.
Yeah, it does. It looks like a portal.
And if you think about it, in the moment of the day where the sun rises and falls, God, the knowing creator, is majestically finger painting colors on the heavenly walls.
Right.
And he has colored, and being so, you know how I am very reverent with my meditations.
Right.
Then I'll pop up and I might do it in the middle of the night and get up on, you know. But I've been really going through a big change since, what, the 29th, 30th?
Big time.
Get those french fries out of the oven.
I'm sure the more.
Yay!
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, no, we got shoestring French fry, sweet potatoes, and we were cooking them. But anyway, Michael, we have to have an organization of everything, right?
Right.
An organization is extremely important.
Everything
has to, and everything has its principle.
A place for everything.
And it has a principle, right?
Right.
And what if the principle is? Like in a university, you can't just get into a university unless your grades are good, unless you pass certain things, unless you have interviewed with the university and you have the credentials it takes to be in that university. Well, I think, and this is a Kathy Cook creation thought process, but if you go back to Yahoo chat, I used to type in the room, we are in the university of the universe. This is the life. Life is the school of learning. And I used to call power the principle, remember? Power, that guy power.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to just say, and they people would go, who are you talking to? What are you doing? What are you saying? And it was all the little things that God was speaking out through me.
Right.
So we have to have structure.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Okay. Organization and the structure, like an engineer. Like Seth is the engineer of this bridge right now.
Yep.
He is on the bridge of BBS Radio. And then my son is a Dr. Civil Engineer. And then his godfathers are engineers. They're different ones. They're civil engineer. And then Greg Guy is a mechanical engineer. And Greg is a civil mechanical and, what is he? He does light bulbs and stuff. Electrical engineer. Nice. It takes different types to build something. And we're here, right now there's a bridge to BBS Paradise as a rope bridge, and a rope bridge is balance. You have got to be balanced at all times. In order to cross that rope bridge, one person at a time and one respectable follow the leader at a time to get over to BBS's bridge,
right?
So also I've been talking a lot about the spirals, and I realized that the fingerprints are the spiral, the DNA is a spiral, the cosmos are a spiral. So we have two spirals connecting, which is the infinity of the universe is always ever spiraling. And a spiral, for those that don't know, is a motion circling in its same circumference. However, it continues on and on and on.
Mm-hmm.
And a human being has the same double spirals. They have two spirals of DNA that twirl together.
Right.
But we're all climbing that ladder.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Jacob's ladder, to the heavens. Mm-hmm. And the seven layers of heaven. You know how Daddy told me that a long time ago?
Yeah.
Well, listen to this. Seven layers of heaven. Seven chakras.
Mm-hmm.
But if you think of it, you remember where that I always said, let's go to the sixth dimension, 22nd door?
Yeah.
When we meditate or we talk with each other?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's as high as we can go until we get into heaven, which is the seventh.
Right.
After the sixth, there's seventh, which is seven. So that's what Daddy meant on that third day. He came to me and said there's seven layers to heaven. I just realized that. And we're almost there. What did I see the other day? What was it? It was the 19th or 20th. I said, here comes the rapture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You said that.
Yeah.
There is definitely something going on.
And how we saw the zigzag that went into my eyes today,
mm-hmm.
and the energy that was floating.
Right.
It was stagnant. And what did you say stagnant was when I asked you?
Not moving, not flowing.
Uh-huh.
Losing life.
And I asked you what it was made of, and you said energies. And you said that it was opposite poles.
Oh, static.
Yes, stagnant.
Static.
Uh-huh. Yeah, static. My hair was had electricity.
Yeah, friction from opposite poles.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that's right before I saw right when I saw the zigzag, my hair stuck straight up on its head afterwards, about 5 minutes later, remember?
Yeah.
Because I could see that energy moving. Do you remember my hair was going like a balloon?
Yeah.
But I happened to see it prior to its happening. But I'm learning more that the mind, our mind, you know, it's listening with our heart. Center in order to know that we've got the love inside of us. But our mind is our equilibrium. We have got to be mindful with everything we do. We want to be conscious. Christ conscious is the mind.
Mm-hmm.
The mind over matter.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have to get out of the material into the spiritual world.
Absolutely.
And I want to just start this broadcast off with Bridging Wisdom as an outline that I've already got in my books because I write everything down first for it to be authentic. And first we have the movement, which is the evolution of form. Okay. Then we have the organization. And then we have the structure, which is the balance, which is symmetry. And then we have asymmetrical balance. We have the composition, which is what we're trying to do. What composition, you know, have that together. Mm-hmm. And most compositions have three parts to it. It has the opening, the body, and the closing. So we're at everybody's got a clean piece of paper, clean slate, clean sheet of whatever they want to create. But it's gotten so scattered out there that people are selling books out the yin-yang, but borrowing off of each person and deciding what they think that it means, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we need to have the composition of dominance. I am dominating this friggin' university of the universe. I am going to be the principal. Period.
Man.
Because somebody's got to take control, and I've sat back long enough and watched the chaos of bumping cars and bullshit hitting the fan.
Yep.
You know, I've just sat back and watched.
Right.
You know?
I know.
And I've taken observance, and I've fed out a little bit at a time. But if it, you know, it's like thieves in the night, what I was saying earlier. Thieves in the night. Thieves that take a little bit of other people's stuff. And they only get a little handful and biteful and are always having to fight to know where they're going to steal the next piece.
Mm-hmm.
And here I am like a piece of bread that ever flows. I could feed the universe if people would respect me, if people would listen, because I have evolved. You've seen it. I can go out there and just do it, but I always keep that one strand.
Mm-hmm. You're too sensitive.
Yeah, because I feel when somebody focuses in on me, I feel them, and they've got a personality and a face.
Yeah.
And they can't cloak because
I'm the knowing.
No, I am not the knowing. God's the knowing. But anyway, everybody needs to get a pencil and piece of paper out for this session. From here on out, when you are on my broadcast, get a piece of, or even open up an email, you know, if you're at your computer. Just open up a blank email. But it's the organization is structure, balance, symmetry, asymmetrical balance, composition, dominance, element of creation, which is the arts of things, harmony, the theme, negative areas and patterns, as well as the picture or craft which frames the plane. You know, you have to have a frame to keep it all in. It can't just scatter out there. And the positive areas, which are repeating and repetition and rhythm. Because everything's rhythm and flow. Mm-hmm. Like rhythmic breathe when you go into the water, rhythm with the notes of a... Everybody's an artist. It's an art form in everything we do. From sleeping is an art. Love is an art. Mm-hmm. Musicians are an art. Authors are an art. Everything we do, even a bitch is an art. Because they've got the art down of how to bitch people out.
Yeah.
Or, you know, everything is an art form, which is what art is to me, is a creation. God created this earth with his art. He drew it and he painted it and gave it to us. And we're tearing the pictures apart of what he gave us in order for us to have, each person to have a little particle of what they want to claim their own.
Right.
And I wish to God there was a way to take every book that has ever been written in the past 15 years out of the universe. I really do. Because all it's doing is clumbering up people's minds. There's an inside of a person, inside the box, which is what houses everything. But like the show before, evidently you listened to my streamer, and decided that they moved their box, just like with the house, like I told you earlier when you were here, how everybody has a box. But this person wanted to use another person's house and take the box. You know, they box it up till it's filled up.
Right.
Well, you can't fill things up till they're overflowing. You have to have it to where you can carry it yourself. And you have to respect the box or it'll bust open. Mm-hmm. So this is busting open the previous box of that person that's moving into my house. Bullshit. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so we have particles. Okay, you have principle of organizations, right? Each organization has a principle, like the government or like the senator, you know, like that. So then I thought of this. I thought, well, this universe is actually a university because we have all known that we are in the school of life. You don't want to copy off of other people's paper because you won't get that narrow bridge that God has created for us to cross. Now we have to have, in its textures, we have to have, in its structure, we have to have the lines, which are linear, perspective. Mm-hmm. But linear is only one way. So we have to have the focal point, which brings things down and up. The focal point is, where do I want to have my focus? And then you have your shapes, you know, all different shapes. It takes red and yellow, black and white colors to create it, and the textures, what texture, you know, like from the earth to the human soul, the human person, and everybody is respected, red and yellow, black and white. It's the elements of binding things that make the principle. Now, in the principle structure, I have number one written down as harmony, okay?
Right.
That's like the music ever flowing to the highest frequency.
Mm-hmm.
Like that wonderful man, Dr. Horowitz says, the 528 frequency. The love frequency.
Mm-hmm.
You have your number two is variety. You have to have a variety, you know, of ones to make a whole evenly yoked.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have the number three is balance. Because if we have the harmony and variety, then we have to balance it like a seesaw. Mm-hmm. Keep it centered in between. Then we have the movement, because the balance of the seesaw, it goes up and down gently.
Mm-hmm.
And it balances like a little, like a, what's that other thing called that? You know, the scales that's on the dollar bill, the weight, how the weights are even with the eagle holding it, not the falcon rising, but the eagle.
Mm-hmm.
There, Judith. Oh, she's not. Hey, come on in, Judy. Tell her to be quiet, though, okay? Okay, then you have your proportions. You have to have you can't overstuff yourself in one area. You have to have the plate evenly proportioned, the food for thought, right? Give out enough to each person equally, not take so much for themselves. And then we have the economy, I have written down. Because if we have harmony, variety, balance, movement, portions, dominance, then our economy is going to take place. And then I have space, because we are limitless in our space. And the reason I was thinking spiral so much in the tapping of the spiral, like a radio wave, what we're doing right now is a frequency, and it spirals outward and keeps growing and growing and growing and growing and growing. Our mind is like a spiral. with our thought process. It spirals out to the wherever we want to go with it. Mm-hmm. And it's the equilibrium. And then we have, you know, the grounding of the earth is rotating on its axis, which is a spiral. It spirals. And what we're trying to do is, I told my mother back in the 80s, I said, this earth is going to fall off on its axis and it's going to be, the poles are going to shift. Well, it's easy to put the poles back on its shift. It's so easy. We make it so stupefied hard. All it takes is positive and negative, because a piece of art has to have the negative or the dark colors or the negative space in order to have fulfillment of other things, right?
Right.
We have to have the negative, like that lady taught me in art. She made me take that black scratch board and use an X-Acto knife, and I had to scribble out all the I had to make the picture with the negative.
Wow.
I had to learn that, and it was the hardest freaking thing. I dropped that class because it was going to drop my 3.8 average. I dropped it because I made a C+ on that piece.
Amazing.
And I couldn't do it because it was a piece of black scratch board. It was a solid black. It's painted like a piece of board painted black.
Right.
And then we had to take the X-Acto knife and we had to scrape out the picture in order to have the negative, not using a pencil, which draws the lines, which makes the negative space.
Right.
Off of the positive paper, which is pure.
Wow.
We had to do it, we had to learn the balance of it.
The bad place.
It was tough. Wow. And, you know, I'm not tooting my own horn about credits and what I've learned, but by God, I was prepped for this and never knew why. And now I know why, because I am that dedicated to my helping this world change. And people need to stop taking people's pieces, especially mine. You want to take pieces of what I say? You better be able to see how foolish you look without the pieces of what it really looks like. Because I and God Almighty, the knowing, with my words in my mouth and the meditations in my heart, which are acceptable in His sight, my strength and my Redeemer, makes a person look foolish. And I'm saying this only because I have really changed my ways of seeing things. And if people don't like it, they can love it. Because I've evolved and nothing can get under my skin. And I don't have anybody's power. I only have mine. Don't have yours. I don't have puppy. I don't have anybody's. And it doesn't piss me off. It makes the person look foolish. And that is what, because I love with all my heart. I do. But I don't have to like everything. And I don't like what I'm hearing and seeing as this new world is opening up and this new time span is opening up into 2012. We're going to start it with me being your principal of this universe, active listening audience. You're in my universe when I'm broadcasting. And you have your own universe. Everybody has their own university of their universe. Where do you want to go? What school do you want to get into? Because this is a prerequisite school. This is not the actual university, which is heaven. We're in like a junior college in order to get. But we've got so many first graders trying to pass themselves off as passing that grade, you know. And I am tooting my own horn because I have studied it. I have gotten the messages from God. And I evolve myself out there in meditations, and I listen. Mm-hmm. You know, I listen in order to be able to bring the message to these people that are listening in now.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Right.
And, Michael, I want to say unity. Unity, which is evenly yoked, right?
Right.
Each person has their own egg. Each human, each particle, each, like a feather. There's a feather on to a feather. And inside that feather is another feather. Inside of that feather is another feather. Mm-hmm. It takes all the feathers to make the one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the pin feathers. And the pin feathers are the flight feathers. And the pin feather is the pen, which you write with, which is the quill. You know, it just, people don't get it. They don't get it that these things are named for a specific reason.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when I worked with birds and Ronnie and I lived and had birds, you clip the pin feathers come out first when the bird is born. That's the first feathers that they get as you start seeing the crop, which is under their neck, that you feed. And then you clip the pin feathers, which are the flight feathers that grew really long. Mm-hmm. You have to clip those off in order for the bird to not be able to fly.
Wow.
And then you have your quill, which is the first thing that that the writers wrote with and drew with is the quill.
Yeah.
So the quill, the pen, the feathers, it's a feather inside of a feather inside of a feather, which helps us to fly like an angel.
Right.
So.
I like the way you put that.
Yeah. Thank you. I'm trying to be as simple as I can in this new day of school.
It is, too.
Yeah.
A new day of school.
Mm-hmm. Vacation's over. And it's going to be hard to get into my university.
Yeah. You spank anybody? You still use a paddle?
Oh, yeah. I just did it with the period. That was a paddle spank.
I like the paddle.
Okay, well, our mind tries to create order. And it's supposed to. Our mind, which is our equilibrium, it creates the order of things. You right. cannot, you go within your heart to surrender and realize that you are at the mercy of your heart because your heart's what keeps you alive.
Absolutely.
It keeps every vessel flowing. It keeps everything in sync in your body.
Absolutely.
Right? They're individuals, aren't they? Absolutely. The liver's individual. The lungs are individual. The kidneys are individual. The skin,
mm-hmm.
which is like a snake.
Yes.
Because our skin sheds, and it even looks like a snake.
Yeah.
So, what is that? You know, think of the snake of the body of, you know, and who's the head? Well, I'm going to be the head right now, because I'm speaking. So, anyway, if you think of the human experience, in order to have human experience, you've got to use the equilibrium from the left lobe to the right lobe of the brain. Your left lobe is the logic. The right lobe is your creative, and it sees the circles and spirals and everything. But it has to balance and have a bridge there in order for them to talk to one another. For the mind to go, oh, that's a circle, that's a triangle, that's an eye. But if you turn things upside down and cover your hand and draw, your right side of your brain is working and using. You know, people need to get their right side of the brain a little more active in order to take that left side out, which is look at me, look at me, look at me.
Mm-hmm.
So, in other words, if you don't have that equilibrium, okay, and you don't use your mind to create the order, then we have it all mushed up. It's all jumbled and confused and garbled.
Right.
Because the heart feels it, but the mind understands it and puts it in perspective for the eyes to comprehend what they see.
Mm-hmm.
And the eyes being your eyesight or your third eye or whatever you're going to vision in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because there's blind people out there, the third eye, you know.
Mm-hmm. They can see better than people with eyes.
Right. And just like with in the kitchen yesterday, and I was leaning over and giving puppy food, and what'd I say to you?
I felt that, Michael.
And what, yeah, you were talking to the puppy.
And I was talking to our dog, and she thought I was...
I didn't think you were talking to me. I just felt your energy go into the dog.
Yeah.
Well, you were focusing, and I was feeding the dog, so it connected to me.
Yeah.
But any energy shift, I feel it for some reason.
Yes, absolutely.
It's the frequency on a radio dial.
Yes.
You know, each one has there's billions and billions, gazillions, as many as the stars are, we have that many frequencies.
Absolutely.
And it's just like people taking work off of people, trying to feed off that frequency. But that person's frequency, just like a dish on a satellite, turns. So they only have taken off that one channel, which is now not the channel anymore, it's scrambled.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I hate to see what's going to happen. But anyway, with the principles, let's start it again. You have a vision, first of all. I have a vision.
Right.
Okay, my vision is that we have a university that puts things in a perspective for people to understand what is going on with the new world order, because we are in a new age, new world order, and a new movement,
mm-hmm.
all at one time. And it's up to us to change, because change is not, we change to change. So we have the structure principles of organization are number one, harmony. And what is harmony to you? Tell me, because I want to get to know
peace and balance.
Mm-hmm.
Peace and balance.
And it flows. It respects the other note.
Mm-hmm.
It goes with the flow.
Right.
Harmony flows.
Right.
That's a flowing thing, and it makes the connection to the whole.
Right.
Okay, then we have variety. You have all the musical notes, you have all the different mediums of a piece of art, you know, to create it, the tools. You have mediums of the spiritual realm, you have the individual people.
No.
So variety.
Right.
The universe, the stars, everything is a variety of an individual.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have the balance, which is yin-yang, positive, negative, this, that, what, and, you know, uh-huh. like the body and the organs inside.
Mm-hmm.
Everything has its place. And then we have the movement. Everything has to know, like with the heart that has to know how to connect to the liver, which the air, the lungs breathe from the bottom lobe to feed the right side of the heart, the top lobe to feed the left side of the heart, the ant breathing in and out, breathing from the abdomen in and out, in and out, in and out. Then you have your heart pumping, which feeds the ears, but the ears are in a spiral. The inside of an ear is a spiral. So we have to listen for the tones. We have to know what that negative's doing in order to help that negative balance. And then we have the eyes, which are really in the back of our head, which really see the opposite, which really when you hold something up in, on a computer, it turns it the right way. It's actually the right way. When we look in the mirror, we see the opposite side of ourselves.
Absolutely.
And when you hold a piece of paper or anything up to a computer's camera,
mm-hmm.
it or any camera, it will take it backwards.
Absolutely.
So really, it's the opposite of what we are back and forth. And it takes the mirror in order to have the perspective in order, which is like a kaleidoscope, keeping it still.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know how you turn a kaleidoscope, but you got to get it just right?
Yeah.
That's why we have to have the mirror image.
Yeah.
And we see the mirror of other people, which is the opposite of what we are trying to understand, and the mirror of another person, like we're mirroring each other right now,
mm-hmm.
bouncing it back and forth, and it keeps it in a bounce, mm-hmm. like a tennis game, like a round robin,
right.
you know, mm-hmm. and like the judge.
Right.
And then we have proportions, which are particles, like a unique snowflake. Well, everything's unique, everything, including a Jell-O mold. If we made Jell-O in there, and we put the Jell-O in the mold, and then we put it in another mold, you know, another mold. Every piece of Jell-O would be different because it's air pockets or it's movement.
Right.
There is nothing that can be carbon copied or Xerox. There's one original of everything.
Huh. Very interesting.
You think about it. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's one original of everything. The rest is a copy.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Even if I had my original art, piece of art, and I sold a copy, it's not the same because the digital movement would change,
right?
And the colors would transpire differently.
Mm.
The only that's why original artwork, original pieces are so expensive,
right?
Because it's raw and original.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And then we have the dominance. You've got to have a dominator, which is like in math, you know, the greater than and lesser than sign, or when what's the dominator of a fraction, you know, how to work a fraction.
Yeah.
There's always a dominator. And just like I showed you with all those little dots connecting to make the numbers.
Yeah.
Now I showed you how to make the
connect the dots.
Yeah, like with the one, you put a dot for a one, then you put a dot and a dot for two underneath each other, then three dots and four dots. But the five is the change, which has the dot in the center.
Right.
Remember how I showed you how to show your grandchildren how to do the math, dots?
Very nice.
And then we have the economy. How is that piece of whatever I'm creating, you're creating, who knows who's creating, what is the market for it, the economy of it? You know, how's it going to go and we're going to be?
Right.
You know, and what's happened is our economy's collapsing. Well, if you think about it, people trying to be in this new movement and trying to be all that are collapsing the actual lessons that are authentic and raw, which are, you know, the proportions of the authentic self.
Right.
Because they're not authentic to themselves.
Right.
They're not being true to themselves.
Yeah.
And then you have space. Now, if we have space, what all is out there in space? I mean, nobody knows, right? But it's a spiral, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's tapping into the center of our heart, if we're centered enough, to be able to balance our mind and listen with our heart and not our minds, because our mind is the home of the ego, but it's the equilibrium. If we use the right side of the brain, which is creative, then the left side of the brain will be in respect of its ego self until the bridge of the right side of the brain, which is your creativity side, exactly what its meaning should be ingested.
Right.
It will be respected.
Right.
The ego, to me, is something that we have made by listening to our minds. The ego is something that tries to help us because our subconscious mind wants to please us. That's all it knows what to do. It will have us stand on our head, scream, talk back, you know, do anything it can to get us attention because all the little things that we've ever thought, heard, or seen or done or listened, it doesn't matter. It goes into the subconscious mind and rests. Makes a route with the neurotransmitters to the synapses, and it sits there. So what it does is when we talk or when we see something or think of something, it relates to. And that's when it wants to pull up that particle of its subconscious. Like, say, let me find an example. Okay, if we have a song, tie a yellow ribbon round the old oak. Okay, Seth before, that tie a yellow ribbon. Seth said that he took the tree out and thanked it for being its Christmas tree, which was, I was so humbled and grateful to hear him say that because it put me back into the perspective of...
A lot of people are listening.
Yeah. And the thing is that, you know, words of wisdom. I used to sit, and I still do, since I can remember even being able to move. And I'll go, Almighty Wisdom Tree, tell me what you know. You've been here all these hundreds of years. Help me to understand, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And the Wisdom Tree was a pine, it was an oak tree. It was a pen-watering oak tree that I used to sit at.
Wow.
And I took the root of it and made my talking stick and my walking stick because the root is the only thing that has been grounded into the earth to be able to share with me as a talking stick. It's the only thing that has been in the earth to know how to walk this path. The limbs are just that. They're limbs like our arms and our legs.
Mm-hmm.
But the body is the root. Mm-hmm. And if you think about this, Michael, what was it that we were talking about the other day about don't let your left hand know what your right hand's doing? We used to think that that means don't shout out your gifts and say that I gave that. But we have got, what did that guy say about the left hand? You know, because people always want to know what the hidden hand meant.
Right.
But God was saying, what was that guy saying? I'm going to let you tell it. About what? The left hand not knowing what the right hand's doing, which is in the Bible.
Mm.
But God exposed the widow when she paid her,
right.
You know, because people give cash to the church so they didn't get known what their gift was because it was misinterpreted. Because it was misinterpreted to the fact that I give everything away. Just I don't make money off of anything because it wasn't mine to begin with. God, the knowing creator, gave me all the information to feed to other people. I studied with other people. In my journals that I've read to you out loud where I've learned from my mistakes or from hurts.
Right.
And I walked it, talked it, lived it, and felt it, and became it, and let it go.
Right.
You know, but what I'm learning from don't let your left hand know what your right hand's doing, is they're individuals. However, the gift so freely given is to be shouted to let people know, because if they didn't know the gift, they'd be looking the horse in the mouth, and they wouldn't even know.
Right.
Don't look a gift horse in the mouth.
Right.
You know, so that's what that message was that I learned through the Bible, taking it apart with that man that said... Remember we laid here the other day and listened to him?
Yeah, the motives of giving.
Right.
And the blessings that you get from it.
Mm-hmm.
Why Jesus contradicted himself. One minute he's hiding the motives, and the next minute he's showing
it's a Sermon
it off.
On the Mount.
Yeah.
It's Sermon on the Mount, where he took seven loaves of bread and fed all those people, 10 billions of people,
mm-hmm.
seven fish.
Yeah.
That's what I'm doing. That's what I feel like I'm doing. You know that song, Bread, if a person, you know, the group Bread, and they sing if,
right.
And then the poem if, that's the what if. If everybody would respect another person, that's your if.
Right. Right.
It's all in respect. Oh, and you got to respect yourself first in order to be able to respect others.
Mm-hmm.
This little conjuring group thing where you need to have people, you know, you gain people in a group that you feel like they have to, you're the leader. But then they feel like they have to keep up with you. They can never get out of that covenant cult. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because it's like a secret.
Oh.
You know?
Yes.
And it's not about popularity. It's about evolving to the other side.
Right. Absolutely.
It is narrow. It's so narrow. People think, oh, well, I'm a good person today. Well, remember when I died, like, what, 3 or 4 times? Each time I went somewhere different.
Uh-huh.
And I told you, because that's where I was in my particular spot in life. So how do I want to evolve over to the other side? I want to make sure that I stay in my perspective, stay in my harmony, stay in my variety of respect, and stay in my balance for my movement to move onward for all the proportions that I fed out to be a gift that has blessed me in order for my economy of my life be able to be left for other people to understand. And that will get me out of here into the space and time.
Right.
Because art is a space. You start with a blank sheet of paper and you fill in the space.
Right.
And no one can copy another one's art. It just can't be done. You can copy the paper to pass the test in school.
Yeah.
But you haven't applied it to walk it and talk it and live it and be it and see it and hear it and do it. Speak it in earth wisdom.
That's right.
So,
do your own thing.
I'm not trying to slander anybody in front of me. I'm putting them in their spot by claiming my own. This is my bridge.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm bridging wisdom.
Right.
And I'm not the knowing. God Almighty, the Creator, is the knowing. And no one in this life is the knowing because they don't know it all.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And it takes a lot of knowledge to wake up and be absorbed each and every moment of every day to be able to apply it to wisdom. And she is vengeful. Wisdom
right.
is vengeful, and she has a wrath. And the first way is to gain wisdom is to fear the Lord, which is to fear the Creator, because if you are not an individual and you are not true to your own self, be true totally, then God, the Creator that created you, is going to have chaos in your life because you're not living to the standards of your own creativity.
Right.
That's where I gather it from.
True. Very true. And I don't know what they would get out of it either. It wouldn't satisfy me using somebody else's...
Well, it's not that. I just want to make sure that everybody is freaking individualized. Because you've got to be self-actualized. That's that Marky, you know, the triangle where you have to have... Gosh, I don't even remember them. The last one is self-actualization, but the first one is survival. The very first one is survival.
Right.
And it's a triangle. You have to look it up.
Yeah.
Maslow's hierarchy of whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I learned that in psychology, I believe, in the first week. And ironically, my teacher's name was Mr. Wisdom. Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
My psychology teacher. My psychology teacher. And I took abnormal psychology. I know all the different personality defects out there.
You do.
Tore it apart. The sociology and the dyads and triads and the colonies and the norms.
Everything.
I just sit back and watch, Michael. You know, I don't say much to people. But today, and what I say for New Year's when we name that star, I said, I'm being told by God to not pussyfoot around, to be bold, blunt, bold-faced, honest, and call people on their bullshit.
No.
And if it's wrong, it's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
For them, but it's not for me. But I'm a damn thing I'm going to be played with any longer. This cat has now the mouse inside the computer systems. I'm the mama cat. I'm the mama's cat.
Yeah.
And I've toyed with the little mouse enough. I'm going to go on and just...
Do you think?
Let the mouse that roared. The mouse that took the thorn out of the big old tiger's paw.
Do you think?
Yep. But if the mouse took the thorn out of the tiger's paw. What'd you tell me when we first met? You said about the prophet and the snake. taking the travel. What was that?
It was a man that felt sorry for a snake and
he was a prophet, wasn't he?
Carried him to the top of the mountain, yeah. And then when they got up there, the snake bit him. He was surprised and shocked and asked him why. And he said, you knew what I was when you picked me up.
Isn't that something?
So.
That's just like.
You didn't use discernment.
Right. Well, the thing is that shows me is these people that have played the little games with my work and who I am, they knew who I was when they picked me up. It's time.
Oh, it's the new year.
Yes, it is. It's my year, baby.
New year, folks. New year.
We got 5 minutes left, Michael. It's 10 till the hour.
That went fast.
Yeah, so what do you have to add to unity and oneness?
Unity and oneness? I would say that we got to come together in love and start loving one another, truly loving one another.
How does people get to loving?
By loving themselves first. You can't love anybody unless you love yourself.
And respect.
And respect
yourself. To me, respect is the very first ingredient to love.
Absolutely. And
that's... Call yourself a light worker, by God, then respect somebody's ass.
Yeah. But if you're a teacher and you teach somebody something and then they go out and use it, is that different?
That's easy and great. That's
good.
Great. But make sure that they've taken the full course and not the cliff notes.
Well, I always said I want to see your degree.
Google search me, everyone. Kathy with a C, Hill Cook. Type in Bright Lights with an S, Bright Lights Pathfinders with an S, Bright Lights Pathfinders. Used to have hundreds of thousands out there. Somebody played a game, took it all down, played Mr. Google, or Miss Google, whoever. But you just type in any word after that, and you will, whatever you're seeking from, look, see, hear, do, learn, lesson, color, it's all in there. Let's reach beyond. We're reaching beyond our own self to be able to connect that bridge to the Christ consciousness, which we all have within us.
Absolutely.
And remember, stay centered, say your prayers, which is God listening, and meditate where you can hear God talking.
That's right.
That's the structure. That's the foundation.
Absolutely.
And have a solid foundation. What was that parable in the Bible? How do you want to build your foundation? If you build it on the... You throw a seed out on the side of the road with the gravel, it's going to eventually die because it's getting taken up with toxics and everything. Mm-hmm. You throw one in the gravel, actually, it will be choked out because it has no way to grow up and breathe.
Right.
But if you till your soil and you really get it prepared, which I have been preparing for 55 years, and I have been preparing sitting back and listening to others and watching it.
Right.
Now it's time, if you want to get on my vine, which God is a vine, I'm just the food for thought. And with that, Michael, it's been great. We'll be back next Tuesday.
Yes.
At 8 o'clock. Catch us on Blog Talk Radio, Tassie and Michael Exposed.
Yes.
Or Blog Talk Radio, Bridging-Wisdom. Follow the TNT News Trader, which is part of BBS Radio. And I love you guys. I hope you all had a happy new year. Let's start at Prospering Plenty with loving yourself, respecting yourself, giving to yourself, and truly being yourself so that you can be out there for other people, places, and things. With that, Michael, we're off the air.